Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Vaishnavancha Shri Rupa Sakrachatha Sagana Ravanatham Vitham Stham Sativam Sadvaitam Savadutam Harijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Salita Shri Vishakhanditam Sthya Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Kirti Namo Thank you.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parikrajakacharya As told to the Sutta Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parikrajakacharya Astotra Satasi Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Dham Ki Jai Jamuna Mai Ki Jai Ganga Mai Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Sarveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Nitagor Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Oh, as Nityananda Prabhu said, and as you may already know, we are in the auspicious month of Kartik. In the cycle of the day, there is a period called Brahma Muhurta, which is approximately 2 hours before sunrise. And one's spiritual practices are more effective during that time of day. As I mentioned, even in other traditions, the esoteric sections of other traditions, they appreciate the value of spiritual practices in those hours before sunrise. I had some Muslim friends in Bombay. I was based in Bombay for many years. And they used to come to our temple in Juhu Beach before Mangal Arti. Mangal Arti is at 4:30 in the morning. And they used to come before Mangal Arti to pray. And they said that in their tradition, Allah hears the prayers more when they are offered before sunrise. So that is a very important principle. One of Srila Prabhupada's disciples in Gainesville, Florida, says that the most important advice he can give anyone for their spiritual life is to go to sleep early. The purport being that if you go to sleep early, you'll wake up early. And then if you, chant and sing prayers and offer service before sunrise, and after that also, before you begin your regular day's activities, you get extra benefit, you make more advancement. So just as within the 24 hours of a day, those 2 hours are most auspicious for spiritual advancement, so within the 12 months of the year, the month of Kartik is most auspicious for spiritual advancement. Our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, has compared the month of Kartik to a sale in a store. When a store opens, it will have a grand opening sale. And so by paying a less amount of money, you can get a commodity of greater value. So in the month of Kartik, by making a relatively small effort, you get a great result. So we should take advantage of this month. But of course, when a store opens and has a sale, they hope that you'll come back. And so, yes, Kartik is like a sale, but it's really meant to attract people and engage people in the devotional service of the Lord, bhakti yoga, so that they become regular customers and become regular practitioners. During the month of Kartik, devotees remember the pastime of Mother Yashoda binding Lord Krishna with ropes, which is, and that the name Damodar, Dama means rope and Udara means abdomen. So Damodar means Krishna, who is bound around his abdomen with ropes. And on the altar you can see the picture of Mother Yashoda binding Lord Krishna. Now Krishna, according to Vedic literatures, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has no beginning and no end. He has no mother or father, but he is the father of every living entities. But in the spiritual world, one can have a relationship with Krishna in different mellows or rasas. In fact, the material world is described in the Bhagavad Gita as the inverted reflection of the spiritual world. So everything that exists in the material world exists in its original, pure, blissful form in the spiritual world. So just as we have different relationships in the material world, so there are different relationships in the spiritual world. In fact, those relationships are the origin of the relationships here. And there are 5 primary and 7 secondary rasas. And the primary rasas are the main relationships that one can have with the Lord, with Krishna. And the most basic is called Shantaras, which is passive appreciation. Then Dasyaras, which is servant to master. Then Sekyaras, which is friend to friend. Then Vatsalyaras, which is parent to child. So Mother Yashoda was in Vatsalyaras. She wanted to serve Krishna as a mother. And Krishna, although he is the unborn personality of Godhead, the father of all living entities, he agreed to play the part of her son. And Srila Prabhupada makes the point, which is completely valid, that if we want to find a master, we should make Krishna our master. He will be the perfect master. If we want a friend, we should make Krishna our friend. He'll be the perfect friend. If we want a son, make Krishna our son, and he'll be the perfect son. And even if we want a lover or a husband, Krishna will be the perfect one. So Krishna plays the part of the son of Mother Yashoda. And due to the influence of the yoga maya potency, the residents of Vrindavan, yes, now this is also a very important point. I Shishirada Kalichanji Ki Jai. Just as in this material sky there are different planets, so in the spiritual sky there are different planets. And many of them are called Vaikuntha planets, where the presiding deity is Lord Vishnu with four hands. But higher than these Vaikuntha planets is the Krishna Loka or Goloka Vrindavan planet. And on the Goloka Vrindavan planet, the special feature is that the residents forget that Krishna is God, and by the influence of Yoga Maya, Krishna also, for the most part, forgets that he is God. And thus there is an exchange of love between the devotees in Vrindavan and Krishna that is full of intimacy. It is called pure love. Of course, even on the Vaikuntha planets, there's pure love in the sense that there's no material taint. But this is called pure love in the sense that there is no awareness of Krishna's supreme opulences. But it's just spontaneous love. Without consideration that he's God. That, oh, if he's God, I will love him. If he's not God, I won't love him. and they love him, regardless of whether he's God or not. Of course, he is God, but that's not a consideration for them. So, in this pastime that we celebrate during the month of Kartik, Mother Yashoda was feeding Krishna her breast milk, but before he was satisfied, she noticed that some milk on the fire was boiling over, and so she set Krishna aside to attend to the overflowing milk before he was satisfied. So he became angry, and he broke some pots of butter and began to eat it and distribute it to his friends. When Mother Yashoda returned to the scene, Krishna fled because he knew that he had done mischief, and she began to pursue him. And although even the greatest yogis cannot approach Krishna, eventually Krishna allowed himself to be caught by Mother Yashoda. And when she caught him, she wanted to tie him with ropes, not to punish him, maybe to some extent to punish him, but really to prevent him from further mischief. And when she went to tie the rope around his waist, she found that it was short by the width of 2 fingers. So she got some more rope, and it was still 2 fingers too short. And she got even more rope. And they had a lot of rope because they had cows, and they needed rope for the cows. But no matter how much rope she joined together, it was always 2 fingers too short. And in a way, Mother Yashoda and her friends, the other elderly ladies of the community, were amused by this astonishing fact. Every morning, Mother Yashoda would dress Krishna, and she would tie a belt around his waist. There was never any problem or complication. Suddenly she couldn't tie the ropes around his waist. So that brings us to the verse that's written on the board, and it brings us close to the conclusion of our discussion. So please repeat after me.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
please repeat.
Swamatu Svinagatraya.
Swamatu Svinagatraya.
Vishwasta Kabarasraja.
Vishwasta Kabarasraja.
Drishva Parishavam Krishna.
Drishva Parishavam
Krishna. Kripaya Sit Svabandane. Swamatu Svinagatraya.
Swamatu Svinagatraya.
Vishwasta Kabarasraja.
Vishwasta Kabarasraja.
Drishva Parishramam Krishna.
Vishva Parishramam Krishna.
Kripaya Svit Svabandane.
Kripaya Svit Svabandane.
Swamatu.
Swamatu.
Of his own mother. Krishna's mother.
Krishna's mother.
Yashoda Devi.
Yashoda Devi.
Svinagatraya.
Svinagatraya.
When Krishna saw his mother perspiring. All over. Because of unnecessary labor. Visrasta. We're falling down. Kabara. From her hair. Sraja. Of whom the flowers, Drishtva, by seeing the condition of his mother, Parishramam, he could understand that she was now overworked
and feeling
fatigued. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Kripaya,
by
his causeless mercy,
upon his devotee and mother,
Asit,
agreed,
Swabandhane, in
binding him.
Translation. Because of Mother Yashoda's hard labor, her whole body became covered with perspiration, and the flowers and comb were falling from her hair. When child Krishna saw his mother just fatigued, he became merciful to her and agreed to be bound. Now repeat. Because of Mother Yashoda's hard labor,
her whole body became covered with perspiration,
and the flowers and comb were falling from her hair.
When child Krishna
saw his mother thus fatigued,
he became merciful to her
and agreed to be bound. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. When Mother Yashoda and the other ladies finally saw that Krishna, although decorated with many bangles and other jeweled ornaments, the significance of that is that the bangles fit around him, all the ornaments fit around him. When Mother Yashoda and the other ladies finally saw that Krishna, although decorated with many bangles and other jeweled ornaments, could not be bound with all the ropes available in the house, they decided that Krishna was so fortunate that he could not be bound by any material condition. Thus they gave up the idea of binding him. But in competition between Krishna and his devotees,
Krishna sometimes agrees to be defeated. Thus Krishna's internal energy, Yoga Maya, was brought to work, and Krishna agreed to be bound by Mother Yashoda. So there are two significant words here in the Sanskrit. One is parishram, which means hard labor, and the other is Krishna Kripa, which means Krishna's mercy. So our acharyas, or learned devotional scholars, have explained that the two fingers, the distance of the two fingers, was overcome by the combination of the two items, parishram, personal endeavor, and Krishna Kripa, Krishna's mercy. And that when our own strong endeavor and Krishna's mercy combine, Krishna can be bound. And that is our goal, to bind Krishna in our hearts, in our minds, bind ourselves to Krishna. So this is the combination that works in every sphere of devotional service. When we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we're trying to bind Krishna, the sound of Krishna, in our ear and in our mind. But that's not so easy. But if we continue our own endeavor, parishram, to focus our mind on the sound of Krishna, the sound of the holy name of Krishna, and at the same time pray for Krishna's mercy, he can, in a way, agree to be bound. And the same would apply to any endeavor in devotional service. We need both our own effort and Krishna's mercy. So during this month, and we'll be doing it at 8 o'clock, we sing a prayer called Damodar Astika, 8 verses of glorification of Lord Damodar, and we offer lamps to Lord Damodar, and that is recommended for the entire month of Kartik, and it's a very beautiful ceremony and a wonderful prayer. And it is said that Lord Damodar is very pleased with and attracted to that prayer. But our most essential process is the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And that cleanses the heart. Cheto Darpana Marjanam cleanses the dirty things from the heart. Dirty things begins with false identification with the body. And so whatever we do, Srila Jiva Goswami, one of the great authorities in the line, a great scholar, he says that all of our activities, deity worship, and all of our activities should be accompanied by the chanting of the holy names, especially Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, David.
Thank you very much. Had a really nice class. When we offer the Gila to Damodari, the standard in third class, what should we pray? What should we be thinking? What should we be asking? What should be what should be our consciousness?
The mood of the author of the Dhammadharasika, Satyavratamuni, is nice. In effect, he is praying only for devotional service. He's not praying for any material opulence or even liberation from the material world. So, in general, a devotee prays only for bhakti, for service. And but much of the mood of the Dhammadharasika is just appreciating the charming pastimes of Mother Yashoda and child Krishna. So you can just remember those pastimes and worship those pastimes. I mean, it's in the last verse of the Dhammadharasika. I offer my obeisances unto your dear most beloved Srimati Radharani and unto you who display unlimited pastimes. So, yeah, we're worshipping Krishna, we're worshipping Mother Yashoda, we're worshipping his pastimes. And praying to always remember them. Yes?
Why is Mandal Karthik so much more in a devotional mood than the month of Shravan? When in the month of Shravan, Lord Balaram, Lord Krishna, Lord Mother Radharani, all of them have appeared. And so I feel both of them are equally genuine, but somehow the month of Karthik is in a very different mood.
Well, yeah, I mean, many wonderful events took place in the month of Shravan and in other months also. But the month of Kartik, as I mentioned, it's different. I mean, this is a little esoteric, but the demigods, you know, their year has 12 months, and in their year, they go to sleep at night, and during that period, it is the Hindu tradition that we don't do any, social or religious performances, which you know. And then, when the demigods awaken, that corresponds to the month of Kartik. That's like, that whole month, because one of their days, one day of the demigods is equal to one year of us human beings. So their Brahma Muhurta corresponds to our month of Kartik. And then, yeah, then all the performances begin. So it is special, like existentially, not just because of what happened in the month, because you said many wonderful things happened in the month of Shravan and other months, but existentially it's different. It's the Brahma Muhurta period of the demigods. Yeah. Good question. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, you said that to gain Krishna, we need the two things, Krishna's mercy and our own personal endeavor. And you extended that by saying that there's something positive we want to gain, like in groups chanting, it's the same formula. But if you want to work on your weaknesses and anarthas, are those the two same ingredients that follow through as well? Krishna's mercy in our personal endeavor?
What do you think? Yes, it's the same. It's the same. In logic, there's a principle of necessary but not sufficient. So our personal effort is necessary, but it's not sufficient. We also need Krishna's mercy. Thank you. Good question.